Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Broker Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or BlackRidge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and BlackRidge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Broker Services, Inc.
Let's go, Brandon.
You know what they say, huh?
Let's go, Brandon.
All righty. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle. The number one song on iTunes right now.
I think it's like the number, like, all these different versions. I like the top 5 out of 10.
Got to be honest with you. I've never been into rap, but this is a great tune.
It is a good tune.
This is a great tune.
Most folks in history.
Yeah.
They love them.
Yeah.
They love them all across the country.
Love them.
Yeah.
Most loved president.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm going to play that throughout the... I'm going to just keep playing it for a little bit. It's unreal. It's unreal. By the way, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, this section brought to you by Let's Go Brandon. It's breaking out all over the world. Get involved with it. If you haven't been involved with it, Let's Go Brandon, all over the world.
Amazing.
Seems to be the most, you know, so I don't remember, even with Trump, I don't remember this happening. And there's a lot of lefties that hated him.
I remember a small group of people, though, burning down Democrat cities.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. So Trump won. And they burned down their own cities.
Right.
This is how stupid these people are. Seriously, right? Trump won. Remember that in the street? Remember the lady in the street? Trump wins, and they burn down their
Dollar General, light it up!
Right?
Where do we buy our groceries?
Remember the girl in Minneapolis was probably the best, though. Go out in the suburbs. Burn their shit down.
Yeah.
We need our shit. We need our weaves. I mean, I don't wear it, but we need it. I got to find that clip. Kelsey, can you find that clip? Because that is just too priceless.
You know, a lot of us in the suburbs are like, yeah, no, you're not going to be here because we're protected by the Second Amendment here.
Wow.
But amazing, just amazing. It doesn't matter what city either, by the way. They didn't go to the suburbs in any other city. They burned down their own stuff everywhere across the country.
Yeah, Baltimore and Minneapolis and Chicago. Yeah. Chicago, they did in Chicago. See, Chicago's a little more advanced.
Yeah.
They've been rioting and burning and looting and murdering for decades before this.
Well, a lot of that old school stuff was already burned out.
So they went down to like the Miracle Mile and the shopping center. A downtown area basically destroyed tourism in Chicago and burnt down other people's businesses, not their own.
We'll play a clip of the Biden administration. It's all about jobs.
So yeah.
It's
really amazing.
That's called the broken window theory, Glenn. If you smash your own city, then you can rebuild it.
Repeatedly.
Yeah. Just keep smashing it, burning it down, and rebuilding it. And that's the economic stimulus plan. Yeah,
it's nuts. I mean, here's the problem. The Democrat Party is the party of racism and bigotry. I don't care what anybody says. The Democrats have done a masterful job of accusing the Republicans of everything that they are themselves.
Yes.
I don't care if it's the We Too movement. I don't care. Whatever it is, right? But in this case, it's very obvious that the Democrat Party is the party of racism and bigotry, right? Mm. They are the ones that choose people based on their skin color.
That's right.
They are the ones that choose people based on their sexual preference or their gender, right? We have to have, remember, I'm looking for a black female vice presidential candidate. Well, there you go. Like, I guess that's Kamala then, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
how about this? They actually believe black people don't know how to vote.
Well, the thing is,
they believe they don't know how to get ID. They don't know where to vote. So they need to do it for them, I guess.
Right. But think about this. I mean, we're so far away in the Democrats' world of judging people based on their accomplishments or the content of their character, as Martin Luther King Jr. Aspired to do, right? It's not – somebody said to me, well, don't you want your daughters to be able to get ahead? Yeah. Based on their talent and their skill, not based on their gender. I don't want my daughters or my son to get ahead because of his color or his gender. I want my daughters, I want my children, I want the world judged based on who they are and what they've accomplished, their experience, their ability, their productivity, right? That's what we should be judging people on.
Now, there are certain opportunities where they feel like that's not necessary. So, for instance, the NBA. I would like to play in the NBA. Maybe we'd like Charlie to play in the NBA. But both Charlie and I are a little bit height challenged. I mean,
you're 6 foot though.
NBA.
Charlie, if he gets to be 5'8", he's lucky.
6'2" in the NBA is like 3'4", right?
Right.
There's certain things where that they're okay with it, right? Like, so in the NBA, it's the best athlete that gets the job.
What was Spud Webb though? He was like 5'8".
Yeah, but he was the best athlete.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He was judged not by his height.
No.
Right? He was judged based on his ability. Right? His ability.
So the NFL. So apparently if you just, you know, kowtow to the Democrats 100% of the time, then you can pick people based on their accomplishments.
But I see.
You don't, even in the least bit, then we just got to breeze. Yeah. Did you see, by the way, I think it was State Street Bank this week said that to hire a white male, you have to get it approved by the board. You can't do.
Oh, good.
You can't just if I'm a department leader, I cannot hire a white male unless I get approval for it.
Right. Yeah. How does that wanted ad look? Right. Could you imagine if a wanted ad was the other way?
Yeah.
You know, white males only apply. I mean, seriously, what does it say? You know, a black males only apply or African Americans only apply? What does that ad look like exactly?
I don't know.
I mean, seriously,
I don't know.
Look at the discrimination and the bigotry and the racism from the Democrat Party has to be confronted. Has to be called out for what it is, right? Oh, no, there's no CRT. Oh, we're just, really? Again, you're teaching children that know nothing. If you put kids together in the room, they don't understand this. They don't have any idea. All they know is they're all kids together, right? They know they're different, right? They know some are girls and some are boys and some are different colors and, you know, some are, you know, maybe there's, you know, Asian kids in the class, whatever, right? There's different people. Kids, if you watch kids don't judge any of that.
Nope.
They just want to play with each other and want to get along and they'll play with other kids that they seem to click with. It doesn't matter, right?
No hate in their heart.
Right? We're now in what the Democrats are trying to do from, and now they want to take over pre-K, and the Republicans are allowing this, by the way, which we're going to talk about today. But you know what they're doing now is they're teaching these kids from kindergarten, second grade. A parent got a book home, right? Race cars, white versus black, discussing white privilege. And seriously, second grade, second grade. So what's second grade? 7 years old?
Exactly. I mean, the opposite of what Martin Luther King talked about. Martin Luther King said, "Look, it doesn't matter to clear your skin. Work hard, get an education. That education can be a lot of different things, right? Doesn't need to be a doctor, a lawyer. It can be a plumber, an electrician. But you win through education. 100% right." But the Democrats have been doing just the opposite, right? If you look at
where we target those dollars.
If you look at their education, it's gone right down the tubes, right?
Yeah.
Every educational system they've touched. I don't care if it's been the city of Buffalo, Rochester.
Not even education. Everything that they have touched, they have destroyed. Yeah. It doesn't matter what it is. Healthcare, education, right?
Right.
Now they're going to get involved in daycare. And I love this, though. And this is where the Republicans, shame on you guys. Shame on you, right? Even in New York, shame on Tom Reed. He voted for this. Shame on you, Tom.
Garbage.
Seriously. Shame on you, right? It's just a joke. I mean, the stuff that's in this one point. Look, the vast majority of Americans didn't like this. That's the best part, right? Nobody wants this garbage, and they're shoving it down people's throats.
Proof was Tuesday. I mean, if you look, by the way, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. We actually posted a picture of what it would look like in the midterm elections if we repeat the same activity we did last Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And it is red from sea to shining sea, outside of course, New York, California, Illinois.
Yeah, those
are
lost.
New Jersey.
Like, but
those four. Those four, other than that. And I'll tell you what, even New Jersey, I mean, a lot of these places, guess what? In New York, we voted down the other side of the ballot, which is all this garbage global warming crap.
Yep.
When does that ever get voted down?
Right. Never.
By 63%, it's a big margin of people rejecting this stuff across the country. So, and by the way, in places like New York, we don't need to win the governor to have control. We need to win everything else and find Republicans with a set of testicles that will actually step up. Because geographically, if all of a sudden, Marky Mark gets kicked out and we've got an Erie County executive with a set of stones, and then he hooks up or she hooks up with the other Erie County or the Syracuse County executive, and they all say, you know what, we're done with this crap. We're not sending our money into Albany anymore. It stops. It stops.
Right.
We can win this stuff, right? Yep. The school boards. Okay, clear to critical racer. Take over the school boards.
Yep.
Done. No, you're not shoving this
every school board in this country will likely flip in the next 1 to 2 years, right? I mean, there's people that have different terms, like that. But
could be COVID could have been the best blessing for America. Could have. I'm not saying it will. I'm saying it could have, because for the first time ever, I'm seeing people get involved politically.
Thank God.
That never did.
Well, enough is enough. Yeah. Turn the iPhone thing up. I'm going to play this clip of it's the third from the right there. Here, I'll just turn it.
Sorry.
It's okay. This is Buttigieg. This is what happens, though, when you – yeah, iPhone. It's a picture of the iPhone.
Got a picture of it for
you. This is what happens, though, when you – as I mentioned earlier, when you pick people because he fit the LGBTQ quota.
He, him.
What does he go as?
He, him. I don't know.
We got to play that. Yeah. That is – but don't turn the dial. You're listening at a podcast. Well, there's no dial. I get it. I get it. I'm used to the radio. 22 years of radio. I get it. There's no dial. while.
Can turn us off.
You can turn us off. You're not going to want to miss the socialist convention. We got to play that clip. It's hilarious.
This is good, though. This is good.
This is what happens when you pick people based on their gender or their sexual preference, or not based on their qualifications. This is the mayor of South Bend, right? A tiny little town in Illinois, right?
We have racist roads.
Or Indiana, wherever South Bend is.
We have racist roads. So now the first thing you think is, wait a minute, because they're tarred in black?
That's what I thought. I'm like, yeah, that's why. Because they pick black as a color.
No, we just put them in the wrong spots. All based on
I love this, the bridges. They intentionally made the bridges too low. You can't make this stuff up, folks. This is the I have no clue, but I like choo-choo trains Secretary of Transportation.
As to where we target those dollars, you know, I'm still surprised that some people were surprised when I pointed to the fact that if a highway was built for the purpose of dividing a white and a black neighborhood, or if an underpass was constructed such that a bus carrying mostly black and Puerto Rican kids to a beach, or that would have been, in New York, was designed too low.
Which one specifically?
That obviously.
Which one specifically, Pete?
Those design choices. I don't think we have anything to lose by confronting that.
So the black buses were a different size than the white people's buses? I don't know. How does that work?
Right?
Because I don't remember ever. I'm into cars. I don't remember ever seeing buses that were shorter for the white people and taller for black people. That's never. Right. I've never.
No. This guy is...
Because I would build one into a custom hot rod.
I'd like to know specifically which bridge he's talking about. Yeah, which bridge? Yeah. This specific bridge kept the people in Harlem from getting to the beach.
Yeah, the bridge
the bridge that was, designed by the black guy?
Yeah.
I mean, that one?
Probably.
Seriously. Probably. You can't make this stuff up. This guy's a peach.
Yeah.
Let me finish this clip.
It's racism that went into those design choices.
Yep. Perfect.
I don't think we have anything to lose by confronting that simple reality.
Wait. Hey, let me just line you up as to why he's doing this, okay? Why he's doing this is because about 40% of the people that voted for him and his friends are mental midgets. So
no doubt.
And here's the thing is, what they're doing is lining up the money so he can put it wherever he wants. And it's going to go into the Democrat communities, right?
Yep.
And by the way, if you fight it now, you're a racist. Yeah. That's where it's going. This is his thinking. It's not, to give him credit, he's thinking it out. He's thinking, how do I make sure the Republicans stay away from me? Well, we call them racist. That's what we do, right? You're a racist.
Yep.
The roads are racist. So now the roads are racist. Now I get to give the money to the communities that were built on racist roads, and those communities happen to be Democrats who are going to give me and my buddies the votes back. That's watch and see. That's where it's
Now if you go against the transportation bill, you're racist, right?
You're a racist. Yeah. You like racist
by
roads.
Acknowledging it and then dealing with it, which is why the reconnecting communities, that $1 billion, is something we want to get to work right away.
Right away. Okay, now, folks.
Yeah.
Let's go back and let's review this a year from now.
Kelsey.
I know, honest to God. All over my office, she did that to me. All over my office, she did that.
I know she did. She told me she was going to do it. I went, I forgot. She got me. Oh. This is a fake cockroach, just so you know. Or
I hate cockroaches.
Like
she knows I hate cockroaches. She knows. Man.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, it's sad, folks. It's sad that the Democrat Party is at this point now where they can't. See, it used to be 10, 20 years ago that they would actually compete on their ideas. Their ideas were we want more immigration. We need more social safety programs. We want to expand unemployment. We want workers' rights. We want higher wages. See, they actually advocated for policies, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What are the Democrat policies today? No. What is the platform, right? Green energy, socialism, right? The American people have voted that down and rejected that handedly by a margin of 2/3 to 1/3, okay? The American people don't want the socialism crap. Mm. There's enough migrants here or immigrants legally that have come here from other countries to escape that exact kind of stuff that Ocasio Cortez and India Walton profess, right? Yep. They left Venezuela. You know, when there's food shortages going on, the panicked look in people's faces. I know a lot of people from Venezuela and a lot of people from Cuba, right? And unfortunately, when you see shortages start to happen, you can see a sense of fear.
Yeah.
And immediately they start to stock up on things right away because there's that fear that they have gone without, right? Yeah. You know when somebody has gone hungry in their life, when they take home one leftover chicken wing, right?
Yep.
When nothing is left on the plate, you know someone has experienced hunger in their life.
Yep.
And when you see the look of their face like, oh my God, what have we done? Like, what? Where else do you go in the world? If America falls, if America goes the socialist communist way,
everything falls.
Where do
even
you go?
Harder.
You know, we had the opportunity to see Newt Gingrich speak last night, and what a great speaker!
Yeah,
you know what?
He's funny.
He is funny and very spot on. But he said something about Ronald Reagan, and I really stuck with me. I thought it was very interesting. You know, Ronald Reagan was the president of the Screen Actors Guild, right? So he's a president of all the actors. You know, that union. He was a union guy, and he was in part of this union. There was a Stalinist. Not just a communist, but an avowed Stalinist that, you know, was in part of this group. And the Stalinist said to him, you know, eventually when we win, we'll either kill you or jail you.
Yeah.
And Reagan, you know, he took that to heart. He goes, oh, my God, like, I want to beat in the arena of ideas. I don't want to, you know, kill my opponents or jail them. But that's what communists want.
That's right.
That's what Stalinists want. Look at what they're doing to the January 6th protesters. Look at what they're doing going after Kyle Rittenhouse. Look at what they're doing raiding the FBI's offices. Well, when Ronald Reagan heard that, right, he went into politics at that point. Mm-hmm. And he spent the next 40-some-odd years of his life defeating communism. He broke the USSR. He broke them.
Yeah.
He outwitted them. He outsmarted them. He outnegotiated them.
Well,
he outmilitarized them.
He outfreedomed them, really.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's exactly right.
You know, and
his point was
to get involved, right? If you look at what happened last Tuesday, we had a gentleman in New Jersey who won an election against a longtime incumbent, right?
Big not money. Yet.
Yeah.
They did find those 12,000 votes in that Prius, Mike.
That's right.
It looks as if 99.9% of those may actually be voted Democrats, surprisingly.
He was telling us a story about Sonny Bono. And he said, you know, he got involved in politics because he tried to open up an Italian restaurant in California. And they said, the local official said, yeah, well, we already have Italian restaurants.
Yeah, so we have too many. We don't need any more.
So he said, you know, they said, well, are you going to go away? And he said, no, I think I'm going to become mayor and fire your ass. And that's what he did. And that's how he got involved. But the point is to get involved in all kinds of levels, you know, however you can do it, whether you volunteer to call, whether you get involved at your school board and really try to understand.
Whatever.
I mean, you got to get involved and live or die. I'll tell you, I was telling you the other day, I'm burned out. I'm literally, we've been involved in so many lawsuits and I've been involved in so, and literally the other day I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I really like this.
It wears on your mental health.
It totally wears on your mental health. And especially when you're in a communist state like New York, full of mental midgets. But you just don't get it.
Because the difference is that you have to work all day.
Yeah.
You have to support your family, right? You have employees that also rely upon you, right? So you have this whole long, full-time, if not more, job of responsibilities, right? You know, personal responsibilities to yourself, your family, and other people. The Democrats don't have that,
right?
A lot of them don't. A lot of them live with mommy at home. A lot of them are permanent welfare recipients. They have nothing. Look at India Walton, right? She has nothing better to, I don't know if she's working at this point. I mean, she obviously can't pay her bills, right? So you have somebody who, and look at, for those that say, well, Glenn, she's falling on a hard time. She decided to go around to work for a nonprofit. Let me tell you something. Yeah. It doesn't matter what the amount you get paid per hour. People are poor, and there's been all kinds of exhaustive studies on this. Go look at the Heritage Foundation. They did great work on this. People are poor for two basic reasons. Number one, and number one is the most important thing, they don't work enough hours.
That's right.
If I work 10 hours a week, folks, I'd be poor too. That's the way it is, right? And so the average person that's under the poverty level works between 0 to 14 hours a week. Full-time is 40 to 45 hours a week, right? So that's a big reason. Second reason is single-parent households, right? Single motherhood, father not in the family.
That's right.
Those are the big reasons, right? So the reasons that India Walton is where she is because of the choices that India Walton made.
That's right.
Not the choices that somebody else made, not the system, not the man, right? No. The choices that she made, right? Now, she doesn't have, I don't know what she does. She obviously had time to run for mayor, right?
I think people she was like a nurse. Actually, she was a nurse.
Oh, nurse, great. Yeah. People like her, though, have all kinds of time, though, right? All kinds of time.
That's right.
To advocate and agitate. And they're just pounding. And a lot of them, like Gail Burstein, are getting paid for it, right? Gail's getting paid $400,000 to pound this mass mandate into your kids.
That's right.
And abuse your kids on a daily. That is her job.
That's right.
She's getting paid for that.
Overtime.
And don't tell me her job is, oh, she's here to keep the community safe.
Nah.
Why? Because there's no thought in her brain, right? All she does is talk and echo the federal talking points, right?
And she hardly even talks. She talks to the very few people who in her little circle agree with her. She will not go out of that
She didn't control
whatsoever.
COVID.
Yeah, no.
COVID wasn't better in Buffalo than it was in New York or New York City or Florida.
But
so you can't say that she deserves or she's doing a good job.
No, but she got paid. very, very handsomely, better than anybody else in the state. Amazing. Really. Better than anybody else in the state. She made more money than Andrew Cuomo.
Right, yeah.
She made more
money than
Andrew
counting
Cuomo.
The book.
Well,
yeah,
well,
counting the book. Yeah,
well,
take the book out.
It's not over. I'm sure she'll have a book, too.
Oh,
I'm sure,
absolutely.
Yeah. I'm sure she'll have a book.
She deserves an unemployment line, is what she deserves. These are the kind of people that are the ones that are recommending that you get fired without pay, without unemployment benefits.
You want a recovery in Erie County, we need jobs. We need people back to work. And if you want a recovery, she needs to be fired. That's the only way we're going to get a recovery, right? It's like Fauci on a national level. You want exploding economic growth. You want 5-6%. Got to get rid of Fauci. You want a rebound in Erie County, which is, by the way, very doable.
It's possible.
Very
absolutely
doable. Why, you know why? Because New York City's such a damn mess. It's a total mess. We predicted that 2 years ago. We said Erie County can boom because of the reallocation shift, and that's exactly what's happening. But unfortunately, we've got extremely crappy leadership, and the reason we can't grow to the next level is because nobody can hire anybody. Nobody can hire anybody.
Right.
You drive a Tim Hortons, you can't go in and have a cup of coffee anymore.
Well, and now you got OSHA, or Biden basically saying, forget about ignore the court case.
Yeah.
Ignore the judge
ruling.
We're
going ahead anyways, he said.
And we're going to go ahead anyways, right?
Here's the thing.
And shame on you businesses for forcing this stuff.
That's
shame on you at Moog, and
that's
shame on you at whatever business. At the financial guys, we will never enforce a vaccine mandate, right? Mm-hmm. When we hire an employee, I don't ever remember. We've got over the years, we have dozens of employees today.
Yep.
And over the years, we have probably had 100 different employees over the years, right?
Yep.
Some employees get let go. Some employees go on to other things, right?
Yep.
They decide that they want to become a veterinarian or whatever. And that's awesome, right?
Some
that's
have moved
good.
Up the chain and been.
Yeah,
yep.
That's great, right? But I don't ever remember in any of those interviews going, you know what? I'm going to have to see your vaccination list. Do you got chicken pox? How about rubellum? What do you got? Are you vaccinated against mumps and measles? No.
And especially a virus that has a 0% chance of killing people.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
A 0% chance. That's where we are.
Well, we have therapeutics now, right? We have enough of the stuff
right.
that we know how to treat it.
That's
what they should be focused on, by the way.
Even
the vaccines are not working as they were professed to work. And by the way, where's Gavin Newsom?
Yeah.
He got his booster shot. He's been out for 11 days.
That's
Nobody
right.
has seen
Ooh.
Gavin Newsom for 11 days. He was on he got his booster shot on TV. It was very public, right? Very public. He got his booster shot on TV. He has not been seen since.
Huh.
That was 11 days ago. So is he having an adverse reaction? I don't know. That's the speculation. Is he getting more plastic surgery done? What's going on there, right?
is he out partying with his buddies maskless?
I don't
Schumer
know.
Got busted, by the way, in Puerto Rico
last
week.
Oh, they all
week.
Did. Yeah.
Big,
every one of them
big
did.
Party. Like, I think it was on
Randy
Newsmax.
Weingarten was there, too. The teacher's union president that wants your kids to be wearing a mask for the rest of their lives, right?
No.
The
yeah.
coward. She is the absolute scum of the earth.
They're all the same. But in fact, Newsmax publishes, like, why bother?
Scum
you
of
know
the
deal. That's not for them. That's for you.
No,
let's
exactly.
continue with these videos. They're great.
This is. I want to play this other one you sent me because this is so good. I love this one. All right, get out of here, Pete. We're done with Pete.
Is that the Socialist Democrat Convention?
It's so funny. This is so good.
This is the Socialist Democrat Convention. This is real, by the way.
This is unbelievable. This is so funny.
Oh, and let me say this, you know, too. Tuesday we voted down socialism, right?
Yep.
These people,
all over the country.
But trust me, these people will be back. They are herpes
yeah,
at a whole
yeah,
different
yeah.
level, right?
No doubt.
Just when you think, okay, we won, we beat them back, they will come back. They're already starting. If you watch the chat rooms, they're already talking about we need to reallocate we need to change the message.
Yeah.
And that means basically they need to lie
better.
Yeah, that's
right.
They need to lie because it didn't work, right?
Yep.
When we told you the truth about we want to defund the police and we want more socialism, you didn't buy it.
Well,
so now we need to lie a little bit better. They'll be back around, trust me. And by the way, I can't believe they haven't figured the art of the deal out from these Democrats, right? The art of the deal, Obama did that. Obama talked about protecting our borders. He talked about increasing the budget a little bit, remember?
Yep.
He was just like just a little bit, fine-tune it a little bit, right?
Yep.
We can't defund the police. They wouldn't talk about stuff like that. Then they get in.
Right.
Then they throw the stuff in.
They got too cocky, but people now after a couple years, after 9 months, but even before that under Trump, they were defunding police, right?
Yeah.
So people have seen the results of Joe Biden and his policies, and this is by hands down.
Oh, yeah.
This is in 9 months, not even. Joe Biden has taken the top title of the worst president in American history, hands down. Makes Jimmy Carter actually look presidential, really.
Well, we had, the problem is, the back then we had Republicans with a set of stones.
Yeah, well, that's the problem now, right? And to your point, when socialism went down hard on Tuesday, and what happened? A basket full of Republicans 2 days later decides that they're going to vote through an infrastructure bill that 70% of Americans, by most major polls, have said that they don't believe it will make their lives better. Right. You know why? Because it won't make their lives better. And 70% of Americans aren't dumber than dirt, like the 30% that are. But the Republicans, they seem to want to kowtow to the 30% as if they're going to win that vote.
We just played you a video. That's where the money's coming from. Money will get wasted. It will get put into social service centers and everything else. There'll be no roads and bridges built. No roads and bridges. Yeah.
So in Harlem, when they raise your bridge height so your bus can get to the beach, let me know when that happens, right? Let me know. Yeah. And if your community, if you see bridges being raised up, so buses that carry just particularly Hispanics and African Americans apparently
so now those can buses fit underneath. Can get through. I want to see it.
Let me know. Send me a picture.
Still want to see the bridge where they can't fit through. I really do want to see that. I really want to see that. And I want to see the old school buses that were shorter, because I'd like to build one into a hot rod. I really would.
Well, they should be on the short bus, all right. Yeah. It's not that height. It's a short bus. Right?
Let's play this. We got to play the other one too.
This is so good.
The agenda of the Biden administration, which is jobs.
I wish I could play this video, but it won't matter.
As he's loading this, by the way, this segment brought to you by Let's Go Brandon.
So. Absolutely. You should
breaking out all over the country.
You would think this is an SNL skit. I kid you not. I started watching this. I'm like, this can't be real, but it's real. This is an actual socialist convention.
Yeah,
this is good stuff.
First of all, James Jackson, Sacramento. He him.
He him.
Just want to say, can we please keep the chatter to a minimum? I'm one of the people who's very, very prone to sensory overload.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have gone to a group meeting that genius. Going on.
It's making it very difficult for me to focus. Can we just, I know it's we're all fresh and ready to go, but can we please just keep the chatter to a minimum? It's affecting my ability to focus. Thank you.
Thank you, comrade.
Comrade.
Is there a speaker?
Thank you, comrade. She's Chinese.
Point of personal privilege.
Point of personal privilege.
Please do
is that
not
Bernie Sanders?
Use gendered language to address everyone.
Quick point of privilege once again. Quick point of privilege once again. Hi, James Jackson, Sacramento DSA.
He, him.
I have already asked people to be mindful of the chatter of their comrades who are sensitive to sensory overload.
Oh my
and that
God.
Goes double for the heckling and the hissing. It is also triggering to my anxiety.
Triggering.
Like, the be comradely isn't just for, let's keep things civil or whatever. It's so that people aren't going to get triggered and
this is
so
when
that
socialism
it doesn't affect
when they start
their performance
their own.
As a delegate, okay?
What's going on now?
My God.
That's when they start to eat their own. When they run out of their own. When they run out of other people's food, now they're onto their own food.
I mean, honest to God.
It's
triggering to me and my anxiety. Well, maybe you should go back to your mommy's basement, dude.
That's right.
I don't know what to tell you, but maybe
there's got to be a video game waiting for you somewhere.
I don't know. I mean, if I have a problem with, let's say I get seasick, right? I get seasick all the time.
Yeah.
So here's what I do. I avoid going on boats, right?
That's right.
Now, this is not me, obviously. I love boats. But,
You
know, if I had a sensory problem where, you know, chatter and loud noises triggered my anxiety.
Yeah. I wouldn't be the guest speaker.
I probably would avoid those types of situations, right? Maybe not going to a socialist convention. Maybe you avoid that. You know, maybe you join by Zoom where you can turn I don't know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, seriously?
Let's play it one more time. Let's play it one more time. You won't
this is classic.
Yeah. No, you can't.
An SNL skit. This is an SNL skit. It's really amazing.
First of all, James Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
He, him.
I just
Sacramento,
say,
of course,
please
California.
Keep the chatter to a minimum. I'm one of the people who's very, very prone to sensory overload. There's a lot of whispering and chatter going on. It's making it very difficult for me to focus.
Oh my God.
Can we just, I know it's we're all fresh and ready to go, but can we please just keep the chatter to a minimum? It's affecting my ability to focus. Thank you.
Thank you, comrade.
Thank you, comrade.
Okay. Is there a speaker against name
point
chapter
of privilege. Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Please do not use gendered language to address everyone.
Quick point of privilege once again. Quick point of privilege once again. Hi, James Jackson, Sacramento DSA, he, him. I have already asked people to be mindful of the chatter of their comrades who are sensitive to sensory overload. And that goes double for the heckling and the hissing. It is also triggering
to
my anxiety.
Oh, they're doing this.
Like, the be comrade isn't just...
We have to
is that clapping? I think it's clapping.
I don't care how much it costs. I don't care what...
affect their performance as a delegate, okay?
I want to interview these people. All right,
if somebody could find out when the next Socialist Democrat convention is, please let us know.
Seriously.
We will send a camera crew, because that is too good.
I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm going to leave with a drinking problem. I'm going to tell you that. There's no way. There's no way I'm going there sober. There's no way.
I think it was.
Let me say this. There's no way I'm leaving there sober.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'll go there sober. I'm not leaving there sober.
Was it Steven Crowder that went to like the lesbian convention? I think
yes,
it was.
Yes.
And they kicked him out.
Yeah.
He's like, I thought you were all inclusive. Yeah. What do you can't be here? I'm just here to learn more about your whole group and organization and whatnot. And they kicked him out. It was hilarious. He's so good at that stuff.
Let's play. We've got one more. This is about the agenda of the Biden administration. Now,
which one is this one? Are you talking about this one?
So we've just
plummeting in the polls.
Yeah. Okay. So we've just been getting some economic numbers out, and the economy. Yeah. Now we're looking at growing at about 2%, which is really, really pitiful.
Pathetic.
I mean, really, really. This is hard to do. Obama did it. Well, Obama was able to, coming out of a recession, have 8 years where we didn't have 1 year that it exceeded a 3% growth rate.
That was amazing.
Now, Trump gets in office, and we do that, right? The economy still, however, though, saddled with all kinds of debt. It's going to have a tougher time going forward. But right now, coming out of the recession that we came out of, we should be at 5, 6, 7% growth rates without blinking.
That was a projection.
Right? They've just totally destroyed that. The biggest thing, number one, is fuel prices, right? By the way, they're going higher. They talked this week about, so after Tuesday, they talked about cutting production even more.
Right, right. We can't do anything to fix it. Yeah. But yet somehow you can do things to harm it.
I'll tell you what, this doesn't only harm the United States of America, it harms everybody. We were selling oil to the whole world, right? And because of more supply, we had lower prices. This is not rocket science.
Now we're begging
Channel
OPEC.
Channel 2 locally, by the way, you morons can't figure that out. Shame on you for not taking 1 ounce of time to really understand what exactly happened, right? But it's actually really simple, right? Cut the supply. Demand is here, prices go up. Real easy.
And
right?
By the way, for those that say, well, prices are higher because the economy is coming back,
BS.
And prices were down because of COVID.
Yeah.
Prices were low before COVID.
Yep.
I want to remind you, gas prices didn't plummet starting in 2020 when COVID came in. Gas prices were already coming down because Trump increased the supply.
Yeah, and Trump, by the way, Trump economy growing it faster than this was now, right? Yep. So don't give me the garbage about where we were 12 months ago. They literally shut the economy down.
Right.
The Democrats literally shut the economy. And Republicans, by the way. Let me say, Donald Trump was there. And by the way, you're talking to a guy who, and both of us, from day one, I said, this is ridiculous. This is the most asinine thing I've ever seen. You never shut down an economy ever, 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 ever. So they shut it down, and then they gave themselves credit for opening the thing back up.
Yeah.
Right? It's like
burning your house down and then taking credit for helping to clean up the ashes.
That's right. I did a great thing.
I swept up. Yeah. Here, I found this piece of metal from the ashes. Here you go.
Yeah.
Like, I'm proud of this, right?
Like emptying out your pool and being proud you filled it back up. You're not better off for it. You emptied it out. Right. You're back where you were, right? And so you can't give yourselves credit for what you could give yourselves credit for, which has always happened, is that next swing up, right? What happens is the economy goes down, recession goes into contraction, ends up in the bottom, the trough, and starts to move its way back up. And every single time it's been more explosive on the upside. Well, except for when Obama put his foot on the boot,
on the neck of America. Yeah, yeah.
And now you've got this moron doing the same thing. The last thing you want to do now is increase taxes, which he's already proposed.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, you're already seeing business spending try to reallocate to get away from it. You increase fuel prices. Fuel prices are the lifeblood of what's going on in this country. Yep. You take stuff from A to B to Z to West to East, right? I don't care what it is, it's going to be more expensive, including filling up your own darn car, right?
Yep.
And that's going to hit the poor and the lower middle class the most, right? The upper middle class, guys, I've been preaching this for months. I'm doing reviews with my clients. When they had a million, it's now $1.2 million. Guess what? You know what I'm telling them? Did you get hit by inflation? Yep. Did you get hit by $200,000 over the last 12 months? Nope. Guess what? You're beating it. You're beating it. Guess who's getting hurt? The very people they profess to help.
Only 30% of Americans actually have investments anymore. 70% live paycheck to paycheck. Well, so you're talking about 70% of Americans that don't have the offsetting assets are going
to
get crushed.
And
they're getting crushed now.
Turkeys
are double this year.
Yeah.
Think about it. By the way, folks, we're going to probably do a turkey drive this weekend or something. We're going to probably end up selling Let's Go Brandon t-shirts. We'll make more, and we'll do a donation to a food bank or something because people are really going to be hurting this Thanksgiving.
On Thursday at our office, by the way, we can afford a chicken lunch. I would say dinner, but 11 o'clock-ish.
November
11th. We've got 400 chickens. 100% of the proceeds going to Western New York Heroes. So
we need, though, to raise some money for these food banks, folks, because there's going to be a lot of families at this Thanksgiving, sadly, that go hungry.
Well, the tough part is
literally the price of a turkey has doubled
every time.
In 1 year.
Every time.
1 year. It took Joe Biden less than a year to destroy. And by the way, folks, again, for those that go back and say, well, Glenn, here's the thing. There's a lot of radio talk show hosts. There's a lot of folks that I know, Western New York, Rochester, other places that are very consistent. However, there's a lot of radio talk show hosts that said, I was a never closer from the get-go.
Right.
And then you go back and you listen to the radio show, and they were licking the boots of Governor Cuomo going, right. Oh, thank God, dear leader, you were so wise to destroy and shut down the economy. Because guess what? They were still getting paid, right? Yeah. There was no radio jocks that got to stay at home, right? They still got paid, right? So what do they care if your business is shut down? What do they care if you're a barbershop or a nail salon that couldn't go to work and do business? What do they care, right? They were still working. So they could change it, right? 6 months later, like the Democrats always do. I never said that.
Right.
I was for wenting. Nobody said we should own. Remember that? Yeah. But you can look at the financial guides. You can go back to our Twitter feed, our Facebook
Day
page, our radio shows, and our podcasts are all available online. You can go back to March from the time that this pandemic started, and we said flat out, you never shut down the economy. Let people make their own decisions about risk. You do the best you can to mitigate that risk. But ultimately, if people want to congregate in a bar, that's their business to congregate in a bar, right?
Even predicted, by the way, the COVID numbers. If you look at the actual COVID numbers, and for those of you that listen to this or watch us because it's a car wreck for you, do yourself a favor and go read the CDC reports. The CDC report says 6% of 700,000 people. Now we're now on year two.
But here's what they're doing now.
Now we're on year two of, you know, let's get the curve down, right? So 6% of 700,000. You're talking about 40,000 to 50,000 people died over 2 years of COVID.
But earlier this year, Mike, in January, the CDC made it worse. They changed. So at the beginning, in March of 2020, that's where Trump should have stopped it right there. Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci came out and said, Dr. Birx was the one who said it. Somebody asked the question, how are you judging if somebody died from COVID or not? And she said, here was her answer, almost word for word. She said, if somebody died of other existing conditions, but they had COVID at the time of death, we count that as COVID. And they did. They counted head-on car crashes. Yep. There was a motorcycle crash in Florida. They counted it. But it got worse, Mike. In January, they changed the definition again.
Yeah, have you ever had it?
Well, almost. Yeah. Or close.
Yeah.
But they said, if you die, but you have had a positive test of COVID in the previous 30 days.
Yes.
We're counting it as a COVID death.
But
so you could have gotten a vaccine and died. That's a COVID death. You could have gotten hit by a train.
To their credit, they also came back out and said 93% of people that we put down as dying of COVID didn't actually die of COVID. And that would be a good story for like local 247.
Anybody.
You know,
they've been dishonest
media
about this from
terrible,
the get-go. And
terrible.
Look, I'm not saying that the people didn't die. Absolutely they did.
Yep.
We know people that were very sick.
Yep.
I know someone that died.
Yep. Well,
but at the same time, I know people that die of all kinds of things, right? I know people that have died of heart attacks. I just had, we buried a very close friend that in her early 50s that died of cancer, right?
Yep.
It's a sad part of life that people die, and the Democrats want to control everything, including death.
Yeah.
And this is the thing, and I'm going to shift gears for a second here. The Democrats, they have, it's like a sickness. It's a fetish for them, right? Mm-hmm. They have to control every aspect of everybody else's life. Their lives oftentimes are total shit shows, right? They're goat rodeos. They're train wrecks, half of these folks, right? But somehow they have to control you. They have to control what's going on in the world. They have to have the control. But the problem is, what happens with liberals is the policies they put in place have disastrous results. I think they're starting to realize this now. But what they do is they victim shame, right? So they focus on things that they have no control over, like COVID, right?
Yep.
We're going to control COVID, right? What did Biden say? What was his pledge? I'm going to get COVID under control. Now, he hasn't gotten COVID under control, right?
Yeah.
There's still COVID all over the place, right?
Because he can't.
However,
he can't.
But it's your fault.
That's right.
See, it's not his fault.
Right.
It's not the policy's fault.
No. Andrew,
it's your fault because you're not complying. You're not wearing the masks, right?
Andrew Cuomo said the same thing after he said 76% of people that got COVID hid in their house and wore a mask a few times they went out.
Right.
And then he Somebody said it's your fault. Remember,
your
Western
fault.
New York,
your
numbers are higher.
Yep.
You're not
your
in
fault.
Compliance.
That's
it's
right.
Your fault.
It's all yeah. it's climate change, right? Yeah. We're going to focus on climate change, right? They know they can't fix
they
climate
all went
change.
To a Sleepy Joe fell asleep at the meeting, but he was there. Well, physically, he was
who
there.
Who was I listening to? Was it, was Newt Gingrich? Who said this? Somebody, is it the radio or Newt Gingrich that said, you know, to all fairness, if anyone's ever sat through a John Kerry speech, Trump would have fallen asleep.
My favorite is,
I get that was hilarious.
They all take their private jets over. By the way, if you watch Joe Biden walk up to his airplane, he's not wearing a mask.
No.
Ever. So I have to get on my Southwest.
Only if he knows the cameras are on.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I have to get on my Southwest flight with a face diaper on, but Joe can hop on the private jet, save the climate. Just such hypocritical
garbage. But they can't control the climate.
No,
they know they can't control the climate, but they're going to use the climate in order to enrich themselves.
That's right.
Like they've done with COVID. Make no mistake, Gail Bernstein and the rest of these health directors, state level, local levels, they have enriched themselves because of COVID. Now, do you think Gail's going to be making a huge donation to the Food Bank of Buffalo?
No.
Really?
No.
Do you think that she is going to do anything with her money that's going to help the people that she hurt? Is she going to give it to businesses that she closed or fined?
Not unless she can pull it out of the taxpayers' pockets.
Right?
If there's a way for her to redistribute money, now she's got the comptroller, right? So, Kevin Hardwick.
Yeah, sure.
Kevin,
who used to be a Republican, but then somehow became
shame.
Liberal.
Very
rare, by the way. Usually,
what do they have on him, by the way?
Well, Democrats usually, at some point, Democrats typically, so here's what happens is, you start off in life, they indoctrinate you into schools, you come out as a Democrat, then you start paying taxes, and at some point you gain knowledge and wisdom, with that,
you
switch to Republican, right?
You ask where the money's going.
Right?
Like, wait a minute.
It's very rare for someone who'd go from Republican to Democrat, unless you've had, like, I don't know, a lobotomy? So I'm just thinking, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, because I would love to get him on the show.
Did they threaten
your family? explain to me the policies in Buffalo and what the results have been versus, oh, I don't know, like a southern state or a southern a city, right?
For, let's say, 50
even Palm
years.
Beach. Look at Palm Beach. Palm Beach has a Democrat mayor, the or town manager. They don't have mayors; they have town managers. Really. So whatever. But it's a Democrat leader. That Democrat leader in Palm Beach is more Republican than 90% of the Republicans in New York.
Yeah.
That's no joke, right? Including Tom Reed, by the way, who just voted for this infrastructure bill. We're going to try to get Tom on our radio show. If he's got any stones whatsoever, he will come on and he will back up his vote and explain to the Republicans and 70% of Americans why he voted for something that nobody wanted, nobody felt like they needed, and 70% of the people polled did not believe that the infrastructure bill or anything else Congress could do at this point is going to benefit them or make their lives better.
Well, they know it's going to be wasted. They know it's
which
be
is
wasted.
Why Biden's at all-time lows.
They're already
we should play
up.
This one.
Biden's at all-time low. Harris is at like a 20-something percent approval rate. That's hard to do.
That's what happens when you pick somebody as your – again, you're picking somebody as your vice presidential candidate based on her gender and her skin color.
Yep.
She dropped out of the primary with barely 1% support. Nobody liked her cackling ignorance, her condescension.
In control of the board. Border never goes down there. Could care less.
She hasn't been there yet.
No.
She's the czar. She's the border czar. I'd love to talk to some of my Democrat friends. They don't really talk much anymore. They're kind of like they keep their head down to keep moving fast because they're so embarrassed, right? And by the way, if you still have a Biden bumper sticker on your car, why haven't you scraped that off yet?
Yeah.
I mean, why don't you just put it, I'm an idiot, and staple it to your forehead? Seriously, just right there. Put it right in your forehead. I'm stupid, right? That's what your car says if you got a Biden sticker on there. I love higher gas prices. Every pump you go to has a Biden sticker.
I love being regulated more.
Right? Exactly.
I can't wait to never take off my face diaper.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
All right, let's play this. This is good.
Yeah.
This is the press secretary on Biden's approval lows, really, is what this is.
And the agenda.
She's better than, what's her name?
Psaki?
She's like,
she's not that bright either, this one.
No.
She couldn't figure it out.
This is good.
There's really no way to defend it. It's a tough job, really.
No. Well, which poll specifically are you looking at?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
All of them?
All of them?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like every one of them?
I don't know. Why don't you pick one?
All right.
The president's and the vice president's poll numbers have been falling. How big of a concern is that for this White House, particularly with an eye
care.
Towards...
I love how they flip through. What is she flipping through?
Yeah.
They have a notebook of answers?
They do.
I mean, seriously? If they ask you about the poll numbers, they're looking for the answers.
They
to the
absolutely
question.
Do.
I mean,
absolutely.
As a spokesperson, aren't you supposed to know the president's position? Like, I don't ever remember, and maybe I'm wrong, but what's her name? I can't remember her name now. God help me. Huckleberry.
She was
terrific. Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Right? Sarah Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
Huckabee. Mike Huckabee's daughter.
Two have been
She
very
was,
great.
Well, McEnany was the other one, but
yeah.
But Sanders, I thought, was great. I really liked her. She was my favorite. She was witty. She had a great personality. She had a very thick skin. She just, you know, she didn't. I thought McEnany was a little bit, she was a little bit more.
I liked her because she was bitter more aggressive.
Yeah. Aggressive, yeah. She'd punch
I like that. But you know what? Yeah. It was
I don't ever remember them though.
The media was so
thumbing
disgusting.
Through pages of answers.
That's why I liked her because the media was so disgusting that she was just like disgusted with them.
Right.
I've got to answer your stupidity.
Right. But I don't ever. Maybe I'm wrong. But I don't ever remember them to flip through page upon page of to find the right answer.
The midterm elections just a year from now.
Let's go back. I'm sorry. I interrupted that.
The president's and the vice president's poll numbers have been falling. How big of a concern is that for this White House, particularly with an eye towards the midterm elections just a year from now?
Are you talking about a particular poll?
No,
just in general. So, look, you know, one of the things that I want to say is like we are confident that our policies will improve the lives of nearly every American.
See, Americans don't believe that.
As of last Tuesday, it was pretty clear that they don't believe that.
No.
So, as of last Tuesday, what basically the country said was, yeah, we don't think so, no.
Well, that's the whole idea of the poll.
Yeah.
So the poll's asking people, do you think Democrat policies are going to be positive impact on your future? The answer is a resounding no.
No. The answer is let's go Brandon is what they're saying.
So basically what the White House is signaling now to the media is folks need to try harder to hide the mess. Like, don't play riots in Baltimore anymore.
Right. Well, that's
don't report on gas prices. No. Don't put, you know, drones up at the border.
And whatever you do, don't talk about defunding the police or the border.
We have to explain better. We have to recraft the messaging. Yeah. See, it's not about the failure of their policies. It's your failure for understanding how great their policies are for you.
Right. You just misunderstand them.
You don't understand that gas prices going to, you know, doubling is really good for you.
Yeah.
Because it means you'll drive less.
Everybody.
And when you drive less, everybody drives less and the environment gets better.
Yeah, but and it's only because of just this explosive economic growth that we're going through, right?
Right.
It's the 2% number that came in last week.
Yeah, that's hot.
If you
white
can re-explain
hot.
It, go back in your shell, back in your mom's basement and figure out a new message for this.
Yeah, this is good for you,
this
right? Doubling having to pay twice as much for your Thanksgiving dinner this year, that's good for you because ultimately it might help you lose weight.
That's right.
See, they care about you. The Democrat Party really cares about you. Oh, you lost your job because you didn't get a vaccination. Well, that just encourages you to go get the vaccination.
Yeah, so you don't know.
Don't worry about paying your mortgage or feeding your family. Don't worry about that.
You don't know.
This is for your best interest.
You'll figure it out. Eventually, you'll figure it out. They will wear you down until you're. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, "When do I get worn down?" What do you mean? He goes, "Well." He's like, Mikey, he goes, like, I love going to concerts at the, you know, arena and all that stuff. And I can't. And he goes, that's what, you know, he goes, it's tough because, like, I see, you know, other people doing it. I want to do it. I'm like, I know. It's brutal. You can't do it. No, you can't.
It's just, you know, those MS-13 gang members in your neighborhood. I mean, it's for your health of benefit to understand their culture and have more diversity in your community.
You're just not giving them an opportunity. Right. You're just not giving them
That's why we're flying them in the middle of the night.
Yes.
Because we don't want you to have to worry about all these. I mean, literally, think about this.
265,000 people.
The most transparent administration, right? This is Biden's third term, right? Obama's third term. He was the most transparent administration in history, right? The most transparent extension of the administration in history is flying illegal immigrants into your community at 4 o'clock in the morning.
4 o'clock in the morning.
Now, if they were proud of what they were doing,
they'd have a press
conference. Why would they fly them in at 4 o'clock in the morning in the dead of night, right? Why would they do that?
Almost 300,000 illegal immigrants.
Right. All over the country.
Scattered all over the country.
Yeah, right.
Some of them MS-13 gang members for sure.
I mean, in 1 week, this clown of a president. I mean, he is. If you look at a Biden videos from just a year ago, and look at the deterioration mentally of this man, it is pathetically sad. I mean,
we didn't get to see it, right? He didn't campaign.
Well, no, but you see it now. But go back a few years. Look at the primary, or look at what he was vice president.
Yeah.
And then you look today, he is an incoherent, rabbling mess of dementia is what he is today, right? It's really pathetic. But in 1 week, they asked him the question, what's your thoughts about, you know, $450,000 for legal aliens? Oh, that's garbage report. Yeah. That's garbage, right? Then they ask him a couple days. So the next day, this clown spokesman comes out and says, well, you know, he's all in support of you know, doing the right thing with the Justice Department, paying the illegals what they're due for. And then he comes up, and then they ask the question again. Now, you just said last week that this was garbage. Then your press secretary clarified it. Do you now want to clarify that it wasn't garbage, that you indeed are intending to potentially pay illegal families? And he went off.
Yeah.
He goes, separated, separated. He's yelling at it was Peter Ducey asked the questions. Gone, right? Gone.
And by the way, you Republicans, like, do us a favor. Negotiate it out so they only get $250,000 instead of $450,000.
Yeah, do that.
And then come back to my community and say you need money because you're conservative.
So this is the way that they're framing this, and they're brilliant in how the messaging is brilliant. This is because of Trump's evil policies of separating parents from their children. Let me ask you a question at home, folks. Let's play along here.
Yeah.
Let's say that, I don't know, you embezzle money from a corporation, or, I don't know, you murder somebody.
You do
or
anything.
Whatever, right?
You do anything illegal.
Anything illegal.
Yeah.
What? Now, when the cops stop by your house and they arrest you, do you bring your whole family with you? Do you bring your kids to jail? Kids, come on, pack it up. We got to go to jail.
Yeah.
No. Essentially, they separate you from your children, right? Yeah. And guess what? If there's nobody in the household that is able to take care of your kids, like a spouse, then guess what happens?
Social services.
They bring in social services.
That's right.
Your kids go into an orphanage, right? They go into a children's home.
Illegal stuff. You might be a harm to your children.
You don't get to take them with you.
No.
So this evil policy of separating parents from their kids.
And better yet, now we're talking about giving them cash.
Right.
Giving them cash.
Maybe don't break the law, right?
That's it.
Don't break the law, and they won't separate you from your child at the border. By the way, most of these kids were reunited with their parents. The Trump administration did a very good job of actually trying. Now, keep in mind, the Obama administration let these kids get sold in the labor camps.
Yeah.
So literally, there were kids in Ohio that were immigrant kids that were being forced to work for free. There was no effort on the Obama administration whatsoever to try to reunite parents and kids.
Trump,
none.
Trump did a much better job of making sure that this problem didn't happen. Right. He said, we're going to be tough on the border. You didn't have hundreds of thousands of people going to the border. First of all, we can't be the dumping ground of the world. And I know some of you liberals say, well, we should bring them all in. If we brought every single one of them in, if we occupied from west to east, from south to north, 100% of America, we would do absolutely nothing in changing the world from their poverty and all their problems. Nothing. I mean, cut down every tree. You use every ounce of America, it would do absolutely nothing. The only way you're going to fix it is through economic freedom, right?
Yep.
Free market capitalism, and you hope that free market capitalism bleeds into other areas of the world. There are some areas of the world that are never going to accept it, right? There are some Muslim extremist places that are never, ever going to accept it.
Ever.
Right? But you can shrink them out. It's like, I'll tell you what, you want to see how you can fix it? You want to fix the East Side? Make the West Side so expensive that people can't afford to live there anymore, but people want to, and you'll see it bleed out. You know why? Because you'll see people go, I can make money over there. I can redo that street. Yep. I can rebuild that, right? That's how you do it. Free market capitalism is how you do it. It's won every single time. It's been the greatest system ever to take people from the poorest ring to the wealthiest ring. The poor people don't even understand what poor is. They have air conditioning units and
cable
TV,
free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, and a $500 cell phone.
No idea.
Right?
Right. No idea. Let me play this clip. Yeah. This is good. This is him being a psychopath.
Can I ask you real quick, sir? Where do you stand? You said last week that this report about migrant families at the border getting payments was garbage.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did, actually.
You said everybody coming across the border gets $450,000.
So the number was what you had a problem
with? The number I was referring to.
Okay.
Oh.
Here's the thing.
Sure.
If, in fact, because of the outrageous behavior...
Here comes a dementia outburst.
What would you give them?
Coming across the border, whether it was legal or illegal, and you lost your child... You lost your child. He's gone.
Gone. Point in his face. Gone.
Some kind of compensation, no matter what the circumstances.
So let me tell you, first of all,
how do you lose your child?
Hold on a second. If you came over the border legally, You likely did not lose your child.
Yeah. No, but it,
let's be clear about it.
Even illegally, how do you lose your child?
Well, they separated. They arrested them.
Right.
They arrested the parents, and they arrested right. and they put the kids in a different area.
That's the whole happened. Point. It's illegal, right? You didn't just lose your child. Like, we didn't. I mean, what he's acting like is we went over, stole the child, brought it here.
Right.
Ha ha, we've got your child. Like, half now we owe you $450,000.
Half of these kids were sent over
as children.
Half of these were sent over with coyotes. And I'm not talking actual coyotes, you morons. I'm talking about the smugglers,
the
right?
Runners. Yep.
These parents put their kids in with these smugglers to get them to America for a better life. That's how great America is.
Yep.
Now, we need to fix our immigration system so we can allow more of these folks to come in legally. Yep. But we need to also vet them to make sure that they're not MS-13 gang members, that they actually love America, that they're not here just for welfare benefits, that they're here to be a productive member of our society.
They're going to learn English.
They're going to learn English. They're going to learn our cultures. Yeah. They're going to learn our ways, right? Yeah. They're going to assimilate. Remember that old word we learned in high school before CRT, when they actually used to educate people? We were taught that America was a wonderful melting pot. That, you know, it doesn't mean you don't celebrate your culture. I'm Italian, right? I love the fact they have Italian festivals, and I love these different, you know, food festivals, things like that, right?
That's got to be
that's racist now.
That's
but seriously, like,
box.
There's nothing wrong with being proud of your heritage. There's nothing wrong with celebrating our different cultures, and whether they be traditions or customs or foods. There's nothing wrong with sharing that, right? Nothing wrong with sharing religious, you know, cultures and ideas and traditions, right? I think that's cool, right? You learn about different things, right? But when it comes to this country, we are all Americans, and if we don't decide that we're going to be all Americans, like Ilhan Omar, if you want to be Somalian, then get the hell out and go back to Somalia. Don't come to this country and the blessing that you had to go from living in a refugee camp to being a congresswoman who now is probably worth millions of dollars, right? The opportunity that you were afforded, you're now trying to take away from other people because you want to change this country into the actual shithole that you came from.
Yep.
And yes, I said that, folks. Somalia is a crap hole, right? You don't vacation there. Nobody's sneaking into Somalia, right? Right?
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's exactly how you measure, right? Who's sneaking in where?
Right, right.
Who's sneaking where?
Where are people moving around the world?
Right. If it's so bad here, why are you sneaking in, right? That's a joke.
But they want to change it to socialism. They want to make it a socialist country. Somehow they think that's going to be better, despite all the examples. And so these liberals continue to focus on things that they know they can't control, but they can blame you for it, and they want to push this whole socialism agenda. If they go the socialism way, the more the government takes over, think about it. Just think about anything the government has put their hands on in the last, 50 years. What has gotten better? War on poverty?
Nothing.
Has that gotten better?
Nope.
Right?
We have spent...
How about homelessness? How's that working
billions,
out?
Billions, if not trillions of dollars. It gets worse. It gets worse. And you can use California as a perfect example of it. The bigger the welfare benefits, the bigger the problem is, right? I'll tell you, we spend a lot of time down in South Florida. You see very, very few homeless people. Not that you don't see any homeless people. There's a few mentally ill people. You do not... You know why? Because you don't... The gap in Florida, or the gap in California between the rich and the poor has gotten wider and wider and wider. And there is people now in California that never thought that they would need help that are out. They can't afford a $5,000, a $6,000 a month apartment. They just can't, right?
Speaking of which, In-N-Out Burger is talking about leaving now. So Elon Musk, Tesla has left California. In-N-Out Burger is now looking at leaving California.
There'll not be anything left
in California.
They will not get it. These places will not get it. The problem is, and you look at them, and New York is a sad example of that. So many conservatives have fled that you're left with the takers, right?
Yeah.
I mean, when it spills.
That's how socialism always works.
Yeah, when it spills. And the great thing about America is we've got options, right? So people have gone where the money is welcome. Yep. You know what? You don't want my money in New York. You want to continue to tax me? I'll move to Florida. I'll move to Texas, right? I'll move somewhere where it's more friendly. And what you're left with is a bucket of trash that is now, it's the people
they don't care though.
Never got picked for the team are now running the team.
But I've said it repeatedly.
They don't care
as long as they're in charge.
Yeah.
They could be the president of the garbage dump. They don't care.
No, right.
They don't care if their whole community is poor, homeless, starving to death.
Well, they're not.
Uneducated.
They're not. Because
they're not. And they never will be, no matter what.
Look at the east side of Buffalo, right? The people running the east side of Buffalo are not poor.
No.
Right? In fact, many of these...
They become wealthy by doing it, right?
Politicians. Then they go on to be a priest. They're doing both. They got the weekend gig, right?
Yeah.
Oh, very very wealthy.
Yeah, pull up in front of an East Side church and you'll see a Lexus. That belongs to the pastor normally, or the pastor, whatever they call it.
And he's probably an elected official on the side.
Probably.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Anyway, we'll one last thing quick. If you need us throughout the week, thefinancialguys.com. I didn't have a chance to play this. We'll play this on a radio show this weekend. Rand Paul just destroyed Fauci. Dr. Fauci has been basically caught red-handed. The documents have now
shown from the beginning.
The documents now, the email string back and forth, the documents from the NIH, so this EcoHealth Alliance, they knew what they were funding. They knew they were funding gain of function. They changed the website. He goes, well, we just changed the website to more narrowly define it. Yeah. Rand Paul's like, this that's not how it works.
You don't change the definition of it.
Right. So say we didn't do this.
Yeah.
You knew what you were doing. You've been caught red-handed. The fact that he's still employed, he should be brought up on charges right now. Now, you folks in Congress can actually bring charges against somebody for contempt of Congress.
Never happened.
You've done that. Do it. Have him arrested. Put him in jail. I'm so sick of this accountability.
One of Trump's biggest failures was not to – he couldn't have fired him. And this is what I suggested from day one is that we should have had frontline COVID doctors.
Why can't you fire him?
Like the doctors. Well, I guess he could have, but I think it would have given him a bad reputation to say, okay, you're gone. I personally think what should have happened is more of a debate. Right, we had Dr. Erickson on this show, right? Dr. Erickson, and I said,
show us your data. Compare data. Show us your data.
Look at Fauci. Are you?
You're right.
We're finding out now that he created this mess, right? Which we didn't know back then,
right?
But it would have been very simple. And I said this time and time, there was 300 frontline
COVID
doctors out front.
Yeah.
Why are they not at the table with them? Right.
Right.
Because
one of those doctors now is the health director of Florida.
By the way, the American people could have been at a much better, clearer picture of what exactly was going on. If you had Dr. Erickson next to Fauci, it would have smashed his credibility a long time ago.
That's right.
And by the way, then you can fire him. Then you can
When you look at some of the doctors' credentials that were those 100 doctors that were on the steps of the Capitol building, they're well credentialed. These are not nut jobs, right? Now, the one lady said some crazy things. But the doctor that they've now picked for the Florida health director, whatever the title is, this guy's got a resume like, holy smokes, like Harvard and this and that. And you know,
I said from day one,
amazing.
I said they should have had a panel of these people.
Right.
And Trump should have set it up.
Yep.
It demanded a press conference every single day, and then he would have died on his merits. Instead, they let him be the all-star
that
he was not.
You're absolutely right. If he had done that, he said, we're going to have a panel with the different, and we're going to have an open, public debate.
If he just fired him in the beginning, the liberal media would have ripped him apart.
Yeah, you're right.
You're killing people. You don't care about people. He's against your agenda. But you could have very well educated people. The only people that did that I know of in the freaking country were us.
Well, they should have picked you as a communications director instead of who they did.
Absolutely.
Who they did is a friend of ours, and I like him a lot. He's been totally wrong in this whole thing.
Yep.
And I said that from the get-go. And I repeatedly heard, this is not the hill to die on, Glenn. This is not the hill to die. And they kept retreating and retreating and retreating and retreating until the Democrats won.
Yeah.
Right? And now we have Biden as president, and you see the disastrous results of that. So I'm tired of this Republican. This is not the hill to die on garbage. Had they gone your way from the get-go done that and said, you know, if you were the communication director, you would have probably said at the time, Trump, President, let's bring these folks together.
Yep.
Let's have a panel. Let's do it like a C-SPAN type of thing.
Yep. Yep.
Let's let them have a slideshow, have people talk, you know, and then you would have gotten different sides. Well, I'm treating people with hydroxychloroquine.
Yep. Yep.
What's your results? Well, I treated 1,000 people with it. Here's my results.
Yep.
Okay. Well, how can you say that it's not? I mean, they allowed the bureaucrats and the deep state to control the narrative from the get-go.
From the get-go.
And Trump was being told, unfortunately, by his advisors, who he surrounded himself with the wrong people, and they were telling him, President, Trump, this is not the hill to die on.
Yep.
Back down, back down, back down. Because if you're wrong and millions of people die, they're going to pin it on you. Well, guess what?
Yep.
They pinned it on him anyways. And they manufactured as many extra deaths as they possibly could. Whether it's 94%, 6%, 50%.
Yep.
All I know is this, is that we will never truly know the actual damage and ramifications of the deaths of COVID. Because they hid it, they falsified it, or they are doing things like I mentioned earlier, where they're now counting anybody who had a positive test from the last 30 days. So if you end up getting COVID, have mild symptoms, but you just so happen to have, you know, terminal pancreatic cancer, but you got the positive diagnosis within 30 days, that's a COVID death, when clearly it's not, right?
Well, never,
clearly it's not.
And they'll never measure all the kids that died of drug overdoses.
Well, so we don't have any idea,
right?
So we don't have good data.
All the stuff that they caused as a result of trying to, quote, a stop the virus that they didn't stop. It's sad.
It's sad. All right, we got to go. There's so much more we can talk about. We'll hold it for Saturday.
If you're in the Amherst area, we're having a chicken dinner, Western New York Heroes, on Thursday. I keep calling it a dinner, but it's 11 o'clock till we run out. We've got 400 chickens, so first come, first go. So please, if you can help out in any way, shape, or form, try to do that.
She gave me the weave clip. I didn't know I had this. Can I play this real quick before we go? This is so good. Where is that, Kels? I love that clip. That's my absolute all-time favorite.
By the way, today's podcast brought to you by Let's Go Brandon, spreading out all throughout the country. Absolutely. Try to get your share of Let's Go Brandon.
This is so good. This is just the audio portion, this was after one of the Minneapolis riots where they burnt down Minneapolis because I don't know which one this was. It wasn't George Floyd.
They burned down their own.
That's right.
Towns, this right?
This is the smartest person in that community.
By the way,
here.
And she's pointing it out. Like these are, if you're burning these businesses down, many of them are black owned businesses, right?
So she nails it.
We need our weave. I don't wear it, but we need it.
I don't wear it.
I just love the fact that she added that in, though. That's
I don't wear it. This is real.
I don't wear it, but we need it.
This is real.
But the longer part of that clip is she's going on to say, don't go down and burn their town down.
Well, that
don't burn our businesses down. Don't burn our community down. What are you doing? And she was right.
It totally would make more sense. Yeah.
Anyway, all right.
All right. On behalf of Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Our website, thefinancialguys.com, for all our content.
Are we on Rumble yet?
Upcoming websites. I hope so. I don't know. That's the one we should be just plugging Rumble and get rid of YouTube. Because,
absolutely, I agree.
Because it's run by dirtbags. That's the honest
pretty much. Well, communists, really. Google communists, what they are.
Yeah, dirtbags, just call communists. What they are. Yeah. What's the difference?
Yep.
If something happens to us, we didn't kill ourselves. So Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, we'll see you Saturday on WBEN, WHAM. What are we on in Syracuse now? I don't even know the color.
WSYR.
WSYR.
I don't know the actual station
but it's
numbers.
Good. It's a good one.
It's a good one. It's the number one conservative talk radio station in Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse. You'll find it.
And when you can't find it there, go to iHeartRadio.
That's right.
All right.
Exactly. See you next week. All right.